Danger in the plains. I'm Paul Stevens, Fox News. Tornadoes ripping through Nebraska and Iowa, causing severe damage in Oklahoma. At least one person is dead. Fox Weather's Nicole Valdez is in Elkhorn, Nebraska.
Day two of cleanup here in Elkhorn, Nebraska. Another painful day as so many people here really mourn. Just a devastating, horrific loss in this neighborhood alone. We're talking about dozens of homes that have been leveled. It wasn't really just this storm on Friday night here in Nebraska that left so many people with a hole in their hearts. Just yesterday, several, multiple tornadoes impacting Oklahoma, damaging one town, Sulphur specifically. 3 to 6 inches of rain on top of that added on a flood threat. At least one person dead there, multiple people injured, several buildings, power lines, and more damaged.
The National Weather Service issuing more tornado watches for Texas, Oklahoma, Kansas, Missouri, Nebraska, and Iowa as well. Hamas said to be reviewing a new ceasefire proposal from Israel. Fox's Chanley Painter.
Details of the offer have not yet been released. Recent proposals, though, have included a 6-week pause in fighting in exchange for the release of some Hamas-held hostages. The move comes as Egypt is intensifying efforts to broker a deal to end the months-long war in Gaza and prevent a planned Israel ground offensive in Rafah.
And over 100 Hamas hostages from the October 7th massacre remain in Gaza. Britain's Prince Harry receiving some backlash for wearing 4 medals while presenting the Soldier of the Year Award. Those include a medal for his service in Afghanistan, along with 3 others presented to him by Queen Elizabeth. Now, critics say Prince Harry was taking attention away from the American servicewoman who was being honored. The award, by the way, going to Army Sergeant First Class Elizabeth Marks for her 23 years of serving as a combat medic. America's listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
Anti-Israel protests at Columbia University in New York City continue. Jewish students there say they feel unsafe.
4 different universities across New York City, protests underway at all of them now into their second week. A big crowd overnight at NYU. The protest there was peaceful. At Columbia, we've really seen the university go back and forth. They called out police once, pulled down the tents. The tents came back, and now they are in negotiations. Administration officials say they will not call in the police a second time. They have, however, barred one student protest leader, Kaimani James, from campus. Social media posts were discovered where James called for the murder of Zionists, saying people were fortunate that he hasn't killed any Zionists yet.
Fox's Steve Harrigan. Protests at other schools across the U.S. being broken up largely by local police, and some universities are threatening to suspend students. It seems like 3D printing knows no bounds these days, with the tech making homes, foods, and everything in between, like prototype parts for one of the most famous types of racing out there. Now, a closer look at how it's revolutionizing that sport.
3D printing is ushering in a new era of race cars. At its headquarters in England, McLaren Racing is using more than 20 3D printers to create various prototype parts for its Formula One vehicles. Formula One cars require many special pieces in order to be assembled. The front wing alone, which helps control airflow around the vehicle, takes roughly 10,000 parts to be completed. Given all this intense work, the printers are more than just a fancy trend. Besides saving valuable time, the printers can create the parts with recycled materials, helping to combat waste and reduce greenhouse gas emissions. Gary Baumgarten, Fox News.
I'm Paul Stevens. This is Fox News.
Listen to the all-new Brett Baer podcast featuring Common Ground, in-depth talks with lawmakers from opposite sides of the aisle, along with all your Brett Baer favorites like his all-star panel and much more. Available now at foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.